Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 28, 2019. Baha Sulam, the channel for our connection with the Creator. Today is a special day, the anniversary of the passing of Baha Sulam, our teacher, from this world. This is the soul that connects us with the Creator, the man who opened the gates of the wisdom of Kabbalah for the last generation in which we live. Without his teachings, we could not be rewarded with what we have already received, and can still receive in the future. The knowledge, the whole approach and methodology, the stages of attainment, all this was prepared for us by Baha Sulam. Of course, everything comes to us from the Creator, but through this great soul. One of the reasons that the science of Kabbalah, receiving, has such an aim is that it is transmitted from generation to generation. Each student must have a teacher. Only exceptional individuals can, with special help from above, directly reach attainment of the Creator by themselves. Therefore, we must always be connected with the sages who attained spirituality, the great Kabbalists, and thus advance generation after generation. Here, everything depends on how much a person is able to follow the teacher. Everyone has their own difficulties in this, and this is natural, because this is how the steps from top to bottom are arranged. It is difficult for the lower ones to overcome their egoism and contact the upper ones. In our world at the animal level, there is no such problem, because nature obliges a child to be dependent on adults. But at the human level, on which it is necessary to study the science of Kabbalah, this is no longer easy to do. There, we need to bow down and maximize the greatness of the teacher in order to learn from him. Of course, this is not in order to honor the teacher, but only for the benefit of the student. If a student feels himself less than his teacher, then he will be able to lower himself more and receive from the teacher. In the sciences of this world, this requirement is not so categorical, because the student must be critical of the teacher and test him. But in the science of Kabbalah, a person cannot attain anything if he has not bowed down before the Creator. And therefore, to the extent to which he bows down to what he receives from the teacher who teaches him from the primary sources that came from teachers of all generations, he gains attainment. Only in this form can a small one receive from a great one. Therefore, we need to understand what an exceptional and great man Baha Sulam was. We are obliged to accept all his works, all his legacy, without any criticism, and then we can hope that we will begin to connect with his soul and receive through him the upper force from the Creator. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, October 10th, 2019, Baha Sulam Memorial Day. How to address the urgency for Jews to unite. Talk with Joshua Goldstein. Joshua Goldstein, chairman of the U.S. Division of Herat North America, meets with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman to discuss the dream society built by Jews.
I feel that we definitely have a double urgency. One, the existential threat, as we just discussed, and on a much more micro level, the anti-Semitism in proportion to the lack of unity is starting to get people more to look closer at this idea, as opposed to just dismissing it out entirely. And I think we have the means, we have the technology. If we just keep, we have to start from a few articles to a few events, to many events, till everybody starts adopting this idea.
Joshua, on your website, you say the preservation of the Jewish nation is focused on creating an ideal society defined by unity, love, and justice, that we have to lead by example. And Dr. Leitman, this is what Kabbalah explains as well.
Absolutely. I would say this. We're making efforts in my organization to disseminate this knowledge to everyone, all nations of the world, not just the Jews, because we all have to work on unity together, in fact. We have to work on the unity of the people of Israel, and as a result, the unity of the whole world. The unity of the world will not happen without the unity of the Jews happening. And to the extent that the Jewish unity will happen. And therefore, I also address all the nations of the world, and I'm inviting everyone in a positive, welcoming, inviting way to help that unity happen and to help Jewish unity happen. They need to understand where anti-Semitism is coming from and that, in fact, they're right about it. They're right for having that sense of hatred towards us, but the solution of violence, hatred, and killing us, that's incorrect. We instead have to work with the law of nature that acts between us and learn how to respond to it in the right way, because it is a law of nature. That is what I am calling for. And I do hope that we'll succeed, and I am happy very much to see in front of me this example of a Jewish person who has that concern and is working for it and working on it and trying to bring Jews together and realizing that our future depends on Jewish unity. So at least we create this unity between us.
In the salad of desires and thoughts. Question: how can I see one person connecting with another if the connection is done by a higher light? Moreover, at the level of intention, are there any external signs of spiritual connection? Answer: first of all, we all plug into one group and try to unite so that each person's motivation does not differ from the others. We then suddenly start feeling that we don't even know whether desires or thoughts are mine or yours. Everything is mixed in one common salad, and it is unclear where anyone's legs, arms, heads exist. All in all, everything. These are signs of spiritual connection. When we begin to feel this collective, the next level of knowledge arises, outside of oneself, in others, through others. This condition is called attaining the Creator. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. The Meaning of Kabbalistic Books, Part 8. Can the Book of Zohar relieve misfortune? Question: it is said by the sages that the study of the Book of Zohar eliminates all misfortunes. How can a book save every person and all humanity from problems? Answer: the book itself does not save us from anything. I cannot buy this book and use it, as the townsfolk believe, like a talisman or some miraculous means, segula. It doesn't work that way. The Book of Zohar saves us if we use it correctly, and, by studying it, we try to change ourselves in accordance with it. If we just keep it on a shelf or even put it close to our heart, nothing will change. Question: but psychologically, will it help? Answer: psychologically, yes. I do not dismiss the fact that such psychological assistance is very important to a person. For a small, fragile, weak person in our world, it is very important. However, from a scientific point of view, it is of no use. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 18, 2018.